Here we go. All right. The Gospel according to St. Mark, the fourth chapter. Again, Jesus began to preach beside the lake, but such a huge crowd gathered around that he got into a boat and sat there, while the crowd remained on the shore. Jesus taught them many things in the form of parables, and in the course of his teaching, he said, "Listen carefully. Imagine a sower going out to sow, scattering the seed widely. Some of the seed fell on the edge of the path, and the birds came and ate it. Some seed fell on rocky ground, where it found a little soil, and sprang up immediately because the soil had little depth. But then when the sun came up and scorched it, it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell into thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it produced no crop. And some seed fell into rich soil and grew tall and strong, producing a crop 30, 60, even 100-fold. Jesus ended by saying, "If you have ears to hear, then listen." The Gospel of the Lord. Grace, peace, and mercy are yours in the triune God. Amen. Back when I was in school, I hated group projects. Anyone else? Amen. The first reason why I hated group projects was that I'm an introvert. At various points in time, I've longed to escape from my life and go away on a nice solitude and silence retreat for several weeks. That kind of thing just sounds like fun to me. Second of all, I hated them because of the group dynamics. There was always the person who took charge, the person who was going to slack off, the person who was going to disagree with everything, the person who was perpetually derailing conversations with distractions. Basically, I would rather be doing something myself than having to fight the person taking charge or rely on the person who is going to drop the ball or constantly be bringing the conversation back to the point. There was just so much that could go wrong in a group project. By the time I became a young adult, I felt like church was basically one big group project. It seemed that there were all the same dynamics. That there would be those who took charge, the slackers who never helped out, the super saints who overfunctioned and then got resentful towards everyone else about it. I figured I'd rather do faith by myself. In a group, there was just so much that could go wrong. So a lot has changed since then, obviously. And I've learned that, like it or not, faith is basically like a group project. It's a team sport. There's so much that will go wrong, indeed. But it's the only way to get the most important thing right. I've been thinking about this week what I miss most, what I've been missing most since the pandemic started. What have you missed since COVID hit us? Real question, not rhetorical question. Travel? Yeah. Family? Yep. Seeing friends in person? Absolutely. I've missed gathering for church in person. I've missed the hugs that we typically would give during the passing of the peace. I've missed being in our sanctuary together. I've been noticing that the things that I miss most during the pandemic are things that have to do with community. Things that connect me in relationship with other people. Those are the things that I've really missed most. And the theme that we're working with today is growing together. We're in the middle of a sermon series where we're spending each week on each of three parts of a tagline that we have here. Deeply rooted, growing together, and reaching out. So last week was deeply rooted, this week is growing together, and next week will be reaching out. And in the gospel passage for today, Jesus tells a parable about seed being sown onto different types of soil. The seed falls onto a path and in the shallow soil and among the thorns, and it doesn't thrive. But the seed that is sown in the good soil grows up and it produces. Now, I've typically thought about my heart being the soil and faith being the seed. That's the way that I've typically thought about it and that I've typically been taught about it. And so I thought that it's my job to make sure that my heart is good soil. But I've found this week that in my experience in life, it's more often been that my heart is actually the seed and that community is the good soil. I sow my heart all over the place, putting time and energy into all sorts of things. My heart gets quickly picked up and carried away by competing concerns, kind of like the way that the birds picked up the seeds and carried it away. Sometimes my efforts show some promise at first, but they come to naught because I lose focus too quickly and I lack resolve. The roots are shallow. Oftentimes I throw my heart at the wrong things altogether, into thorny soil, which chokes it. But when I invest my heart in community and into relationships, something different happens. That's where I grow. And I get to see others growing too. And I found that it is a bit of a group project, but it's different than the type that we were assigned in school. And I've come to see that my hating of group projects maybe made me a little bit of a snob. I've come to see that really there's no grade that's to be earned. There's only life to be lived. In church, there aren't any grades. God is not interested in our report cards. And this frees us up to make mistakes and to keep going and to be a little sloppy. In a healthy community, the group dynamics are really different too. Everyone has something different to offer and something to receive. People have different opinions, which means that they have to be open to being challenged. Everyone will never agree on everything, which keeps the conversation rich and interesting. We come up with ideas that we never could have alone because we all have different perspectives that we're bringing to the table. And the longer that people who think that they have nothing to offer, the longer that they stick around, the more they realize how much they have to contribute. And the longer that the people who think they can single-handedly whip everything into shape stick around, the more they realize how little they knew. Community is messy and it is hard, but it is so worth it. I've come to see over time that I don't believe faith is ever given to individuals in sufficient quantities. It's only in community that you will find faith strong enough to get you through life. If you grow in faith, it will be alongside other people, planted in the good soil of community. So I want to leave you with a question this morning. What is it that holds you back from community? I've realized over time that for me, the thing that often holds me back is a fear of rejection or a fear of not belonging. And it takes time and space for me to kind of get over that fear and to grow in community, to be willing to be vulnerable and willing to take risks and step up. I wonder what that is for you and whether you're willing to be challenged on that during the next coming months and year. Finally, I'd like to leave us with a little brief reflection from Cheryl Laurie, who's a prison minister in Australia. She says this: in this space, all of who we are is welcome, and all of who we are is needed. So in the silence, name to yourself what you bring to the table, your strengths, your failures, your capacity, your weakness. Let those things sit alongside all that your neighbor brings, and let it become a part of the gift that we can be together. Amen. Let us now enter into a time of